What would you call two mules hitched together? That'd be a...
breaking the ground, I don't know.
Well, two mules hitched together, that would be called a... Do you ever hear that called a pair of mules or a team of mules? And when you're, what different kinds of plows would people use?
Well, they use, I don't know the name of them, but I know they can use them long ones that they have them use to go over the ground where I have seen them.
Mm-hmm.
And then have them little short ones that could go down in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And have pulled the dirt over.
What about something with a lot of little teeth in it?
Yeah, I've seen them.
What are they called?
I don't know.
Do you ever hear them called Hera or Hara?
Mm.
And when you're plowing, sort of the trench that the plow cuts, that's called the...
trench?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the trench that they make in the ground.
Mm-hmm. What do they call that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, some people would call it a middle. What other name does it have?
Trench.
Mm-hmm. What about fur?
Hmm?
Do you ever hear it called a furrow?
Fur.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh.
And when you're plowing with two horses, do you ever hear a special name for the one that walks in the middle?
Mm.
And when you're raising cotton and you go out and you have to thin the cotton out with a hoe, what do you say you're doing?
I don't know about that. I've heard them say those are working cotton, say that they're thinning the cotton out of some, or hoeing it out of some.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of grass would grow up in the cotton field?
I don't know.
Well, if you were wanted to plant anything around here, what kind of grass?
Moodle grass.
Huh?
Moodle grass.
Uh-huh. What else?
And St. Augustine.
What's that like?
It grows out there on the lawn.
Mm-hmm.
The people plant there. Put this pretty all the year round.
Mm-hmm. What other kinds of things do you have in your yard that you don't want?
Weeds.
Mm-hmm. And then you could carry food to the hogs in. They'd call that a...
I see them get out of them buckets.
Uh-huh. You ever hear that called a squill tail or a slop bucket?
Slop bucket, huh?
And something you use to heat up water to make hot tea in, that would be a...
teapot.
Or it's got a spout to it. Maybe it's made out of iron. Well, I bet you've probably got one in there. It's...
teapot?
It's not something you put on the stove, and it's got a long spout to it, and you heat water in it.
Tea kettle?
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear the wash pot called a kettle?
Yeah, I've heard them say.
And if you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you'd put them in a...
vase.
And if you were setting the table next to each plate for the person to eat with, you'd give everybody a...
plate.
A next
fork.
Huh?
Fork, knife, spoon to eat with.
Uh-huh. And nowadays, if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd have to put out steak.
Mm-hmm.
For people to cut their meat with.
Yeah, knife and fork. Knife.
Uh-huh.
Knife for them to cut the steak with.